So a few days ago, I went to this Taiwanese gym for the very first time, and I noticed a few things. Well, you know, everybody's very polite, and, you know, a lot of bodybuilders are very approachable, but they're busy when they're on the floor. But I have noticed that there's a lot of guys that don't work legs. Now, I thought that in America, we'd kind of gotten over that lesson that friends don't let friends skip leg day. But I see a lot of guys at the gym that are skipping leg day. I suppose it's kind of on the learning curve. 12 years ago, when I first came to Taiwan, nobody was exercising at all. Everyone was ultra skinny. And over the last 12 years, especially 7 years ago, I started to see a trend for exercise and health and fitness. And I also noticed more people started getting fat. So I don't know if it's our American diet or if it's the international food companies cramming us with stuff that's not good for us. But it used to be in Taiwan, everyone was skinny. And now everyone's either fit or fat. And it's just, it's just kind of fascinating. Now, at the same time, I've been getting more familiar with Taiwan skate culture. See, young Taiwanese consider it to be sort of a coming of age honor when the police issue them a $10 fine for skating in the street. So these kids will they'll skate in the road. The police will stop them, you know, give them a little tiny, a little fine, and they'll go post it, and it's their awesomeness. They're finally in the club. They're just so happy that they finally got this, and so. Skate shops will celebrate it. That's the badge of honor. And then there's a catch that seems to come with it. F the police. What do I think about that? I want a lawful society, but I also understand that two things. Older generations and younger generations hating each other cannot be part of a lawful society. And second of all, who's the member of Congress that has the patch over his eye? He was in the military. He was saying, well, and some of the left people on the left were making fun of him. You know, I thought that the motto of the left was that you can't make fun of people with disabilities. But, well, you know, it goes to show that a lot of it's just a big, enormous contradiction. But I remember him saying on TV very clearly, when I think he was talking about mask laws or something, and maybe even Michigan, civics 101, people will respect laws that are respectable. If laws are not respectable, people will not respect them. So generally, I think that the laws for skateboarding should be about being courteous of people and getting permission to use private property. And I think that a lot of businesses should allow skateboarders. You know, the issue is there should be etiquette on the street. I understand skateboarders. I get them. And just outright banning the skateboarding activity and pushing them aside and saying, you can't do this, you're not going to make people want to obey the law. The catch with skateboarding, the thing, the attraction to it, the thing that makes people want to do it, it's about the adrenaline. It's about a constructive use of time because it's exercise. There's skill that's involved. There's accomplishment. There's also the part of life, similar to bodybuilding, where you learn to fall down and get back up. But it's as if the crime, the Pulp Fiction machine. You know, the crime and law machine, where it's like the same guys are creating crime over here, and then they're trying to use taxpayer money to feed the police over here to get them to chase after each other. And it's like this cycle that goes back and forth. It's as if they need a villain. And so skateboarders will be the villain. If it's not drugs, it's skateboards. And so the two get conflated, and they kind of pile into each other, and you get the dejected and the rejects. And in Jesus' day, the people in that part of society, he hung out with. Jesus spent time with the sinners. I'm telling you, if they had skateboards in the Bible, Lazarus and Mary and Martha would have been skaters. They would have been in the skater crowd. I don't know if they would have been in the druggie crowd, good chance, but for sure they would have been in the skater crowd. Because, well, it's the deplorables. There's always the deplorables in society, and I don't think it's good to do that. So, you know, no, I'm in favor of law and order, and I believe that laws need to be respectable and laws must be orderly. But I also don't like skater haters. And I don't like police that are trying to chase down skateboarders when they need to be investigating Monsanto. And there's a whole lot of bigger problems we need to go after. And perhaps a lot of those businesses that support local skaters, they find a lot of friends. They find very, very good friends. I mean, if these big companies with these great big plazas outside would say, skateboarders, please be over here and be respectful of our customers while they're walking in over there. If large companies did that, they would probably be a force of great enjoyment and positive. Well, no, now hold on a second. Think about this. There's a lot of fighting in America right now. We need unifying forces that will help people who are different to get along. And the solution to getting other people to get along is not to make everybody else all change so they're like only one group of people. People aren't getting along if they don't stay who they are and learn to respect each other. That's what getting along is all about, after all. So I'm kind of sad when I see police going after skaters. I'm like, you know, this is what it comes down to. This illustrates the problem right here. It doesn't seem all that serious, but it's an indication of something. It's an indication of attitude. The attitude of society. We don't want to get along. Passersby and customers see skateboarders. Oh, society says they're bad. We have to hate them. I'll be afraid. And he's like, whoa, wait. If we're going to have reconciliation in America, we have to have love from all people for all people. And the non-skaters walking down the street need to be respectful of the skaters that are there. And if, well, they just should go somewhere else. That's not the attitude that's going to have people get along. And if we're going to take that route, then we're just going to keep having fights and it's going to get worse and worse and worse. And that goes into the last verse of the Old Testament where God said, I will send Elijah and he will turn the hearts of the parents to the children and the children to the parents, lest I strike the land with the decree of utter desolation. So, you know, if we don't learn to love each other as we are and get along and respect each other, I mean, you know, skateboarders can't skate everywhere, of course, but they shouldn't be able to, it shouldn't be set that they can skate nowhere. You know, what about bicycles? I remember talking with a police officer about bicycles. You know, bicycles are kind of a bastard child of the street. And so police kind of have to deal with it and manage it. So there's ways to help people get along. And we need to look at the things that people do. And have some level of accepting with each other. Well, you know, when you get into the police, where's police accountability? I mean, we have a lot of good police officers out there, but we've also got police with this big fat attitude. And that gets into kind of something that I've seen both in America and in Asia when it comes to just, I'll get into that tomorrow.